Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button. Let's get into it.
Not another motherfucker takes my phone to tell me Happy Father's Day. I don't want to hear it, because they don't give a fuck about us. Oh yeah, they in your ear. Get your baby mama something for Mother's Day and tell her it's from the kids. But then when our day come, this the type of shit we get. Goddamn macaroni plate. I can't even tell you what the fuck this say. My daughter gonna come hand this to me talking about some Happy Father's Day, Daddy. What, they don't even say that. What is this shit?
Real talk. Men don't get appreciated for all the things we do for society, period. Not even by our own families. So I don't know why people are shocked when men just say, F it, I'm gonna play video games and watch adult films and just do me and not worry about being a so-called real man. Because what's in it for me? There's nothing in it for me to be a quote unquote real man. Protect, provide, do this, work hard, yada, yada, yada. What's the payoff? Even like working hard at these dead end jobs, there's no payoff. I mean, I'll do the job. I'm not going above and beyond. I'll do what I was hired to do, but all that going above and beyond for no return on my hard work investment? Nah, I'm cool on that. Same thing with relationships.
And I'm not finna pretend like I like this shit. Last year, my baby mama got me a tool belt. I don't even know how to fix shit. I'm sick of this shit, man.
This says, so I'm supposed to chase you so I could pay your bills? Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how guys aren't the prize if we're the ones who are paying the bills, protecting, providing, guiding. That sounds like a prize to me.
I will never understand why men go to parties and bars to pick up women. Go to Target. The ratio is like 30 to 1 and we are already there for things that we don't need.
Oh no, you need men. Stop playing. Like I said, who built that Target? You think a crew full of women? Who built the car that you drove to Target in? Who built the road that you drove to Target on? So stop with that. Oh, we already in here for stuff we don't need. Cut it out. Ladies, don't ever let that come out of your mouth. Oh, I don't need a man. I mean, I want one. I don't need one. Because it's just not true. You're lying. Whoever you're saying that to, you're lying to them.
There was a point where sex was a chore. But everyone says, everyone tells you, like, the best way to keep marriage alive is to have, like, a sexy sex life. Like, a steamy sex life. And I never really understood that or like felt that or knew why until we fell into the friend zone, where I was like, from the friend zone, it's going to go one of two ways. It can go to the right or to the left. Let's say the right is good times, sex, love, steam. But to the left is like arguing, fighting, a problem.
Breaking up,
something like that. If we go to the left and we came from the friend zone, I don't have anything to look forward to. Why would I want to get out of that fight? Mm-hmm. You know, like if hope.
Look. When you get with somebody to build a family with them, it's not about a spark and steam and always having something to look forward to. Look, we both signed up to build this legacy and ride this thing out till the wheels fall off, which is death. Till death do us part is what they say, right? So even if the spark die, if it ain't fun no more, it don't matter. We didn't sign up for fun. Life ain't fun. I mean, life have a lot of hard times in it. Life can be depressing. So we didn't sign up to only be in this marriage or this relationship while it's good. Or we didn't sign up, you know, saying, well, if it's good this percentage of the time, I'll stay. If it's only good this percentage, I'll go, yada, yada, yada. No, we riding it out. Especially if we had kids. There ain't no leaving. Unless our life on the line, ain't no leaving. I don't care how unhappy you are. Go to yoga. Take up a hobby. Whatever you got to do, go to more movies or something, take runs, whatever you got to do to make yourself happy. But no, we in this, we signed up for this and we got a family now. So no, I ain't feeling it no more. No, I ain't none of that.
Hope is somewhere you've been before. You're like, now we're fighting. I don't want to go back to the friend zone.
She's a 10, but she always got a f***ing attitude and she always thinks she's right. And she always wants to f***ing argue. And then if she don't ever get her way, she throws a fit and starts crying or just doesn't talk to me. And
she's a 0. No, real talk, I don't care how pretty a chick is. Based on everything he said, it's not worth it, fellas. Ladies, don't be like this. Don't think you could fall back on, I'm pretty, though. No, that's not enough. If you drive me crazy, I don't care about pretty. I don't want to see that pretty face no more. If you driving me crazy every day.
If he wants to cheat on you, he's going to cheat on you. Agreed.
And I'm
going
to take it a step further. There was actually an episode on The Real where the real host brought in their husbands, and Jeannie Mai brought her white husband at the time, and he actually said a really important quote. And he said that if a man cheats, he's not going to cheat with the most beautiful woman. He's going to cheat on you with the woman who makes him feel like a beautiful man. And that has literally stuck with me ever since.
Real talk. And women, a lot of women, not all of you ladies, I ain't saying all of you, but a lot of women are so shallow and superficial, that's the only thing they could think of. Like, well, wait, why did he cheat on me? I mean, she's not even as pretty as me. It's not all about pretty. What about love? What about feeling good about yourself? What about having a companion you could talk to who don't nag you all the time? What about someone who gives you an open ear to vent to and don't judge you? What about that? You ever think about that?
Gentlemen in their 30s and 40s who start dating younger women, you know how that goes. Of course she makes you feel like a beautiful man. She's impressed by the fact that you have a job, you have your own place, you have your own car. Wow. To women of more appropriate ages, that's not impressive.
Okay, it don't matter. Whatever make us feel good and whatever make us happy. We deserve it. We work hard. You know, we provide all these lifestyles for women and children and all that. We deserve to feel like a beautiful man. We don't care if you don't think it's appropriate. If it's legal, it's legal. F what you think.